Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome two first-timers into the studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, representatives of the show Annie, which is playing at the Granite Theater, and two very intelligent, good-looking representatives they are, particularly one of my favorite actresses of all time, Bobby Daugherty is here. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us, and a guy that has the same last name as you, but not your husband, your dad,
yes.
Jim Daugherty is here. Welcome, Jim.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me as well.
It's nice to have you with us. You're both in the show Annie at the Granite Theater, which is running now through December 23rd. And I say one of my favorite actresses when I introduced you, because I had the privilege of being in Music Man at Theater by the Sea last year, a little over a year ago, and Amaryllis was played by Bobby, right?
Yes.
That was a lot of fun when we got to do the show together. We did a lot of rehearsal and
yes.
a lot of time at the theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a show like that, that was pretty easy because if people aren't aware, you're not quite 25 yet. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13, which means you're still in school. So at Theater by the Sea, it was easy because it was summertime.
Yes, and I didn't have to miss any school.
Right. But for this one, a little bit different. Occasionally, you might have to cut some hours here and there.
Yeah, a lot of really late nights, because most of the time, my shows start at like 7:30 mm-hmm. and run till, by the time I get out of the theater and into my regular clothes, not costume, it'll end up being like 11.
Yeah.
So then I'll get home and then my mom will drive me into school.
Well, your mom gets a lot of credit. She's not here today. Jim, it's got to be very rewarding to be able to be in a show with your daughter.
Yes.
But this isn't the first time. You've had other experience with doing shows together.
That's true. Actually, this is, I think, our third show, because we were in South Pacific.
South Pacific, To Kill a Mockingbird, and this one.
And this one.
Yeah,
so
that's three.
It's always fun because there are long hours in theater and with rehearsal and everything, so it's always great to spend time with Bobby, a father-daughter kind of thing together.
Right.
And
at least
my ride home is like as tired and hungry as I am, so we always, like, you know, stop at Dunkin' Donuts, you know?
Like. There we go. Now we're finding out all the secrets, all right? Jim, let's start with you, a little bit of background. First off, what town do you live in?
So we live in Stonington, Connecticut.
Okay.
And
right in the heart of our listening area, so it's a good place to be, Stonington, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been there for about 15 years or so now, I guess.
Okay, yeah. So that's the only town you've known, right?
That I can remember,
that,
yeah.
That you live in, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So Stonington, Connecticut, and what before that, what part of the country were you in?
I've been in New England for about 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. I lived in Boston for a while, mm-hmm. primarily, then the South Shore of Boston, down in Hull, Massachusetts for a while, then here.
Now, is acting your profession? Is that
No, I'm actually retired. I retired about a year or two ago. I have 35 years in the healthcare industry,
and okay.
the pharmaceutical side of things.
All right.
Business end.
But theater has always been a passion for you, I'm
yes.
guessing.
Yeah, I did acting in high school and then got away from it. Then when I lived in Boston for a while, I got involved with the Mission Hill Theater Group, a community theater
mm-hmm.
in a section of a Boston Mission Hill. And did a few shows there, but then I went on a long break until Bobby started acting, and I was inspired by her when she started doing it, and I decided to jump back into it. So,
Well, Bobby, you you have a pretty good sized role in this this show, Annie. Who do you play in this show, Annie?
In this show, Annie, I'm playing Annie.
Well, how about that?
Okay. Along with my friend Scarlett Stanley, we double Annie. So she's on Thursday, Saturday, and I'm on Friday, Sunday, except for one weekend when we switch, and then we go back.
All right. So it's not, you don't have to do it every day. You get the opportunity to switch back and forth. And yeah. Unlike Theater by the Sea, the shows at Granite Theater don't run every day like we did.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty good schedule. Still have plenty of time to see it as it closes on the 23rd. So you've got four more shows, 20th, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah.
So that'll be good for our audience to be able to catch up on that. Granite Theater, of course, is in beautiful downtown Westerly on 1 Granite Street. Can't miss it. And if you want to check out the website while you're listening, it's granitetheater.com. And I can't believe there would be any tickets left, but there might be, right?
Last I heard from my mom, she's like my little manager. Thanks, okay. Mom. Love you. last I heard, there's like some single-seaters. Sundays go pretty fast because of the kids.
Yeah.
But...
Thursdays,
yeah.
Thursdays.
Yes, Scarlett's Thursdays.
Yeah. All right. Well, then check it out. Go to the website. You can get tickets right online there, right?
Or
you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can call up, too, which the phone number is 401-596-2341. And I want to find out about Bobby's background and a little bit more information there. But let's get in the mood and listen to a piece of music from the show. What are we going to start with?
Maybe.
Maybe, and where that's right towards the beginning?
That is the first song sung in the show.
Okay, we'll listen to that and then come back.
Care as long as they're mine.
the mood with all that great music. Bobby, let's find out a little bit more about the cast. We already mentioned that you have someone that plays Annie opposite you, opposite Days, but what about the rest of the cast?
Well, the person who plays Scarlett, who plays Annie opposite me, her mother is also in the cast. She plays Lily St. Regis. Her name is Erin. She's a Stanley, and she runs a nonprofit organization called East Lyme Regional Theater in East Lyme, and she's also my vocal coach. So it's really fun having her, like, her and Scarlett backstage. Scarlett and I come see each other and hang out in the green room together, and it's really fun being backstage with them.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like a great opportunity where you have the opportunity to see your friends, and you get paid a boatload of money to do a show like this, right? Well, not really. No. not quite the way Music Man was, because unlike Theater by the Sea, this is not a professional theater, right? This is a community theater operation.
It's probably semi-professional. There's a bit of a payment. Yeah, there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So, oh, I wasn't aware of that. That's good. And along with that goes the fact that you also have a live musicians playing the music for you,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's the same as what Theater by the Sea would be. So keep the live music going. That's a great thing. All right. How about some more people in the cast?
Well, Jane, our Miss Hannigan. I love you, Jane. She's great. She helps me every day when I have the show. She helps me get my wig on because I'm not skilled in that. I'm not very good at getting my wig on. But she helps me with that. And the dog that plays Sandy, his name is Levi, and he's really fun, and we started working with him in Tech Week. Fun fact, he weighs 40 more pounds than I do, so it's really hard to control him. And
he weighs 40 more pounds than you do?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's,
yeah.
Maybe we should tell the funny little story during rehearsals the first time with Sandy, or Levi's.
Ooh,
real
can
name.
I tell it? I like this story.
Go, yeah.
Yay, okay. So the first time we ever rehearsed it with him, it didn't go so well because his owner was obviously there, and all he wanted to do was, like, be with her. So we finally got him on the stage. I got him to sit. I was going, so Scarlett and I switch off with rehearsal, but I was going, and he just got up, and, you know, there's, like, the stage, and then there's stairs leading down to the audience. He just gets up and walks down the stairs and out the door. I'm like, okay, goodbye.
We were hoping he wouldn't do that during a performance. So.
Right. But there's only one dog. A lot of shows have two dogs, right? But in this particular
yes,
case,
this is only one, but he's a perfect Sandy.
He is the perfect Sandy. He looks just like Sandy should look.
If you've ever seen the movie, he looks like almost just like that, probably a little lighter, like color. It's... Yeah.
Now, this show is popular. A lot of people have seen Annie over the years, have seen the movie. One of the songs that I think a lot of people might remember is this next one, right? Tell us a little bit about this next song.
So this next song, Hard Knock Life, is where the orphans complain about how awful their life is. And it was really fun to learn because we have buckets and scrub brushes, and we did a lot of things with them, with, like, counting wise and, like, making them slam onto the ground with the scrub brush so it would rattle. And it took a lot of time to get it all in sync, but now it sounds in sync, which is good.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to Hard Knock's Life. After that, we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more.
Now, for this one, Shenanigans, you'll get down on your knobby little knees and you'll clean this dump till it shines like the top of the Chrysler Building.
Yes, Miss Hannigan.
Get to work. Why any kid would want to be an orphan, I'll never know.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked.
Blankets,
state of bowl,
empty belly,
show is Annie at the Granite Theater in Westerly. And the star of the show is here, Bobby Daugherty, playing the role of Annie. And dear old dad, Jim Daugherty, is here. He's also in the show. And we've been talking about the performances that you have four more chances to see on the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Granite Theater. If you'd like information, go to granitetheater.com, or you can call the phone number at 401-596-2341 and get all the information about how to get there and support the Granite Theater in this great production. And Jim, just a moment with you about support. I understand that at one time you were on the board for the Granite Theater, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And like any community project, it takes a village, as they say.
It certainly does.
A lot of work, a lot of board members, a lot of parents, a lot of kids, everything. And contributions are accepted, I presume?
Absolutely, yes, and welcome as well. It's a true theater for the community, really, and as you said, there's a whole lot of folks who are involved, from set building to helping with ushering, and those kinds of volunteer positions are always welcome. And if anyone is interested in helping out at the theater, they just need to call the box office, and we'd love to hear from those folks, anyone that would like to help out.
And you can, even if you don't have the time to help out, you can make a donation.
That's absolutely right. We always accept money. That's fine.
There you go. All right. Bobby, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you mentioned you're wearing a wig in this. Of course, it's a bright red wig, right?
The curly one is very, very bright red.
Yeah.
And the one I wear in the beginning comes off as red under the lights, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. So a little secret there. All right. but do you have one dress you wear the whole show? Or?
No, I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 costumes, including the red dress at the end and my orphan costume. And then I change into, so I do orphan and then 2 fancy ones for when I live in the mansion with Daddy Warbucks. And then at the end, I change to my favorite, the red one.
Wow, okay. So now the show's been going for a while. Have you had any stories about not being able to get changed in time?
Not yet.
But it could happen.
You know, knock on wood. But Jane, she helps me change, and we're usually pretty vast about it. We've worked out like a system where she undoes, like, I have this dress and it has like a petticoat, and I change from that into the red dress in like 10 bars of 8 or something. So I take off like the wig while she undoes my dress, and then I put my other dress on while she puts the wig on. So it's a pretty well-oiled machine, but you know, hopefully we don't run out of oil there.
And you do this all in a tiny space too.
It's like one and a half feet wide. So
a very small space. All right, let's get to one of the, probably I mentioned that, you know, Hard Knocks Life was famous. Well, this is probably the most famous song, right? This next one is what?
This is Tomorrow, probably the most iconic song, like you said. So.
All right, we'll listen to that.
The sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with the day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh! The sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may.
Little girl, That dog there. Ain't I seen him running around the neighborhood? Ain't he a stray?
A stray? Oh, no, officer. He's my dog.
Your dog, huh? So what's his name?
His name is Sandy. That's it. Sandy. I call him Sandy, see, because of his nice sandy color.
Okay. Let's see him answer to his name.
Answer? You mean when I call him?
Right. When you call him.
Well, you see, officer, I just got him, and sometimes he just doesn't want to come.
Call him!
Okay. Here, boy. Here, Sandy. Sandy! Good Sandy! Good old Sandy!
Okay, kid. The next time you take him out, I want to see him on a leash and with a license. You understand?
Yes, sir. I understand. On a leash and with a license.
Now get along with you before you catch your death of cold in this weather.
Oh, I don't mind the weather. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away. That's
a song that'll be on everyone's mind now. It's a hard one to get out of your head once you start singing it. It's a great tune. It's a great show. For the two people in the world that have never seen Annie, I think there's probably only two that are left that haven't seen it. This is how would you classify this? Is this a funny show? Is it a show like Phantom of the Opera, love story?
This show. And the way I see it is about how you have to have hope and the sun will come out tomorrow. And you have to believe that. It's about this girl who is so strong and so hopeful. And her life it turns from like where she had to imagine things around her to what she imagined around her. So I would say it's a hopeful story.
Okay, great description. That is it's an inspiring story,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yes.
Very inspiring and hopeful. And positive.
Very positive.
It has some good positive things in it. There's some negative things occasionally.
Yes.
Like life.
Yes, like life. Exactly.
And but for the most part, it's that. We touched briefly on the fact that people could contribute by perhaps doing things other than acting for the theater, like working on sets. So you do have sets for this show that are put together.
We have this really amazing foldable wall, and people probably use this all the time, but I think it's really cool. So but it changes from the mansion is blue and the orphanage is like beige and
brown.
And it will, it folds to, three different points, I think. One is the orphanage, one is the mansion, and then the other one is, there's, a curtain. But, it's so cool. I like it.
Well, so good thing to have nice sets. But in order to get working with those nice sets, I know when you and I worked together in Music Man, the director, Richard Sabellico, spent a lot of time on having us work around those houses and sets and so forth.
Oh, yes, yes.
And now you have a director that you know pretty well that's directing this show, right?
Yes, his name is David Jepson, and I've worked with him two other times before. Once in Sound of Music when I was 7, I played Gretel, and once in South Pacific when I was 9 or 10?
9, I think.
9. And I played Jerome. The little boy.
So this is the third show with him.
Yes, it is.
All right. And so that's always good to be familiar with someone that you're working with like that.
Yeah.
This next song, everybody would think this is going to be about you because the title is Little Girl, right?
Yes, it is, but it's not.
All right. I thought there was a catch there. Now tell us what it is about.
This song is the orphanage head, I guess you'd call her, complaining about her job. So she's Miss Hannigan is complaining about what she has to live with.
Little girls.
She has to live with the little girls. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Pillow from Coney Island. Molly just threw up on it.
Get out of my sight!
Little girls, everywhere I turn, I can see them. Little girls, night and day I eat, sleep, and breathe them. I'm an ordinary woman with feelings. I'd like a man to nibble on my ear, but I'll admit, no man has bit. So how come I'm the mother of the year? Little cheeks, little teeth, everything around me is little. If I wring little necks, surely I would get an acquittal. Some women are dripping with diamonds, some women are dripping with pearls. Look at what I'm dripping with, little girl.
You dirty sneaker, you cheated!
I did not!
Yes, you did!
I did not!
Did so!
Did not!
Did so!
Did not!
Did so!
Did not!
Did so!
Did not!
Shut
up!
How I hate little shoes, little socks, and each little bloomer. My sense of humor. Someday I'll step on their freckles. Some night I'll straighten their curls. Send a flood, send the flu, anything that you can do to
welcome back to the Bobby Daugherty Show. Someday you're going to hear that.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, actually, welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Bobby Daugherty is here along with Dad Jim, and they are performing in the show Annie at the Granite Theater in Westerly. And there's still 4 performances left. Make sure you check it out at granitetheater.com. And I'm very pleased to have Bobby here. It was fun being with her in Music Man. And one of the things that I remember about Music Man was the fact that you had this cast of 28 people and everybody became friends. And I'm sure that's similar to what's going on with you at Annie, right?
Yes, that's one of my favorite things about theater is just the friends you make. You know, like they can become your lifetime friends. And I've made some really good ones with all of the Orphan Club. So they include the Pepper, Catherine, and Kendall. They double. July is played by Eliza. Molly is played by Natalie. Duffy is played by my longtime friend, Sydney Nunes. And Kate is played by Kate. And Tessie is played by Harper. And they're all like we're all like sisters, and it's so much fun.
Okay. And the adults in the cast are fun too, right? It's fun to get to know them.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I know that it's one of those things where people that have not experienced it probably can't understand the relationships that are developed, but it is a lifelong memory. Something
it
that,
is, yes.
You'll always remember. I have been out of high school more than 10 years now. More than 20, and more than 30, more than 40 years. And actually, I still remember my first productions of shows like Music Man in high school and Camelot and Brigadoon and Fantastics and all those shows that I did back then, and a lot of the cast members. So I'm sure they're making some great memories for you. Let's let's move along on the program here and get to another familiar song. This one's called Easy Street, right?
Yes, and in this song, Miss Hannigan, Rooster, and Lily St. Regis are fantasizing about what they think it would be like to be rich. And in our show, this song is sung by Jane, Keith, and my voice teacher and coach, Miss Erin Sousa Stanley. Who's fantastic.
And we should explain that obviously the music we've been listening to is not the Granite Theater production music because
it hasn't
been recorded yet, but this is from the Broadway cast album.
The 30th anniversary production.
All right.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us her lullaby. She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die. You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
You stack the aces.
You load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening. How can we follow your sweet advice to Easy Street? Easy Street, where you sleep till noon.
That blondie I bumped into when I come in here. Looked like she had a couple of dollars.
She works for Oliver Warbucks.
The Oliver Warbucks? The millionaire?
Nah, the billionaire, you dumb
hotel. You know, she works for him in his mansion up on Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue?
He don't live on Fifth Avenue.
He don't? Where's he live?
Oh, yeah.
Easy Street. Easy Street, where the rich folk play,
where they play all day. What'd that dame want?
Oh, brought me the wonderful news that Annie, one of the orphans from here, is getting adopted by Warbucks. Gonna have everything. The rotten kid is gonna have everything.
Crummy orphan living in a lap of luxury. It ain't fair.
No, it ain't fair.
It ain't fair how we scrounge for $3 or $4 while she gets Warbucks.
The little brat.
It ain't fair! This here life is driving me nuts! While we get peanuts, she's living fat.
Maybe she holds the key, that little lady.
What, to get more bucks?
Yeah, instead of less!
What?
Maybe we fix the game with something shady.
Where does that put us?
Oh, tell her.
give you one kiss.
Yes, 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 yes!
Easy Street. Easy Street. Harry is the king. Yes, sorry, yes, sorry,
yes, sorry, yes!
Jim, I just want to take an opportunity to recognize some of the other members of the cast. I'll let you run down some of those names.
Sure, yes. And in the song we just heard, in addition to Aaron Sousa Stanley, we also, in our production, Keith Brain is playing the role of Rooster, and Jane Mendez is Miss Hannigan also.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say their last names.
And I think I said them right, hopefully. Some of the other members of the cast, of course, Daddy Warbucks is being played by Michael Thurber. He's kind of the rock of our production, and he's had quite a bit of experience in doing the role of Daddy Warbucks.
I think he's done it 15 times,
and wow. he's excellent in that role. Grace is being played by Allie Mitchell, and let me just run through a couple other names too. Fergus Milton plays the role of Drake. FDR, President FDR, is played by Rick Bagley. And the ensemble members, I'll just run through their names. Alex Sellico, Deanna Delaney, Paula Glenn, Nellie Horvath, Linda Shea, Tom Steinberg, Stephen Small, and Warren Uzi are all in the ensemble with me. And I would want to also mention our musical director, Stephen DeCesare, and our two wonderful stage managers, Judy George and Denise Lacharite. So, and our choreographer, I almost forgot, Chris Mann also.
And wow, that's quite a list of people that are involved. So, again, lots of people there.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, this next song involves you, right, Jim? This is going to be a song called Fully Dressed. What's that about?
Yeah, so set this up real quickly. In the search for Annie's parents, Daddy Warbucks decides to go to WEAF, a radio station in New York City, and
spread the word
that we're looking for Annie's parents. And in the song, there's a guy, Bert Healy, who kind of runs the Occident Hour of Smiles show. And it's kind of a fun scene because it actually takes place in the radio studio. But the audience, the actual audience in the theater, becomes the live radio audience as well. So we play to them, and they applaud when the applause sign comes on, and so
there you
on.
Go.
So it's a fun scene.
Well, we need a sign like that in here. All right, let's listen to that song.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall that another of our Thursday night get-togethers has gone by faster than you can say Occident.
O-X-Y-E-N-T.
The toothpaste of the stars. So, for all the Hour of Smiles family, Ronnie, Bonnie, and Connie, the lovely Boylan sisters, Fred McCracken
and Wacky,
and Jimmy Johnson, radio's only masked announcer.
This is Bert Healy saying, ha ha ha! Hey, hobo man, hey, Dapper Dan, you both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Thank you. Your clothes may be Beau Brummely, they stand out a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Who cares what they're wearing on Main Street or Savile Row. It's what you wear from ear to ear and not from head to toe that matters.
So
senator, so janitor, so long for a while. Remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
There you're not. Here he goes. Listen to Bert tap his smiling toes.
Ah, the lovely Boylan sisters.
Do 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 do. Your clothes may be Beau Brummelly, they stand out a mile. But brother, you're never fully dressed. You're never dressed without an S M I L E smile, darn ya.
Yes, this is your old softie, Mrs. Healy's boy Bert, saying until next week, same time, same station. Bonsoir.
You know, life sometimes has funny turns and twists, and good news for the Granite Theater is that you're still here and able to do this production, but it came pretty close a few months ago where you might have had to move. I want to hear about this story. I'm sure our audience would, too.
All right. So, a couple months ago, I almost had to move to New York. I got down. I had quite a few callbacks with Telsey and Company for the part of Little Elsa in Frozen on Broadway. Wow. And if had I made it down all the way till I accepted, the contract would have been I would have had to move to New York. But
I would have moved with you too. So.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think I can manage
she
on my
can
own.
Have her own apartment. You can check in on her once in a while.
Yeah, you can come once a month and bring me some Starbucks. You know, it's all good.
But you actually had, so you went for the audition and then they called you back again?
Yes, I got four or five.
Four
callbacks, yes.
What a long process that is. And that happened over a period of like 2-3 days or?
Just about the whole month of September, we were down there just about every weekend.
The first one was a while, and then I was like, okay, you know, I probably didn't get a call back. And then they emailed us. It was like the middle of a snowstorm or something. Mm-hmm. And we were snowed in. It was like a foot, and we were like, we got to get there now. So Dad went out with a snow plow and for like 3 hours and plowed our like quarter of a mile driveway.
Well, there you go. It's good to have a good dad.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what dads do.
All right.
Yeah.
You're very lucky in that you have such a supportive family and you have great opportunities to be with Dad. You have another dad story about another show you were in together, right?
Yes, I do. So one of my favorite books in American literature has always been To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And my mom and my dad and I, we've all agreed that if the role of Scout comes up, we're auditioning for it, you know, like no matter what. So, believe it or not, it comes up in Thomaston, Connecticut. So, you know, we're like, okay, we'll give it a shot.
It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half. So we, you know, we drive down there, we audition. I'm up there, and the director, Lucia, she goes, Bobby, where do you live? And I go, Stonington, Connecticut, or Mystic, Connecticut. And she goes, oh, really? Is that your dad in the audience? And I go, yes. And she goes, can he act? And later on, we were doing, like, an interview. I got Scout. I ended up getting Scout, and he got Bob Ewell, the
antagonist.
I almost said protagonist. And later on, we were doing an interview, and she goes, I knew I needed someone to drive her here, so, you know. So
that's how I got the role.
That's how we got to be in the show together, and it was so fun. It was just, yeah. I really appreciate roles like Scout, because there's so much just detail you can just put into it, mm-hmm. and it was really great because I can really connect with, I love that book and I can connect with what's going on. And I was so glad that I got a chance to take the audience on that journey.
Well, once again, Jim is lucky to have a daughter like you and you're lucky to have a dad like him. And I'm sure Mom goes along with all of that.
Yes.
I want to thank you both for coming in today, taking time out of your busy schedules. And Bobby, you have to make a promise that, you know, when you do get your own show, you'll still come back and do ours.
Right? Yeah, of course.
All right. We have one more song to go. I want to wish you all the best for Annie, for the last four performances anyway. And tell us about this last song.
Thank you. This song is I Don't Need Anything But You. It's sung, it's a duet between Daddy Warbucks and Annie.
All right. Both, again, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you for having us.
And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Together at last, together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever. I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you. You've wrapped me around that cute little finger. You've made life a song. You've made me the singer.
And what's that bathtub tune you always blah, blah, blah?
Blah, 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 anything but you.
Yesterday was plain awful.
Awful.
You can say that again.
Again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
But that's
not now.
That's then.
I'm poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas. But nothing on earth
could ever divide us.
And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything but you.
Hamlet needed his mother. Woolworth needed his shop.
Orville needed his brother.
Or else
he'd go
ker-plop.
They're two of us.
Need anything.
Anything.
Anything. I don't need anything but you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.